Want to watch the music videos as we review them? Head to vimeo.com/headfullofradio. The video reviews will be released in sync with the podcast.
Welcome to Head Full of Radio, where a longtime Radiohead fan goes through the whole recorded discography alongside his friend, who's only familiar with the song Creep. Will we agree on the songs? Can I convert him into a fan? Let's find out. Okay, that's the end of that episode. So we got one more.
Ooh, what's the next one?
My Iron Lung.
Oh, cool. Feel primed for this.
Yeah.
Man, it's kind of cool.
What's that?
I was going to say, it's kind of crazy that iron lungs were a thing.
It is kind of weird, isn't it?
I feel like it's like, yeah, I don't even know. That was it. That was the entire statement, really. Kind of crazy, right? That's about it.
So true.
Welcome back to Head Full of Radio. We have another segment of Chasing the Video with Chase and Nico. How are you two gentlemen doing?
Brilliant. I'm doing brilliant. How about you, Chase?
I am doing fantastic. My heat is working now, which is wonderful. Ooh. So yeah, I'm doing great.
Wow, it took a month for that to resolve based on when this episode aired and the last time we heard from you. Are you okay?
It didn't take a month. It was more just it got fixed in that time frame.
Gotcha. Today's episode is My Iron Lung. And this song has an interesting thing about it, Chase. Hearing it on The Bends, the album that it was released on. But when it came out as a single, they recorded a live concert. And they loved the version they did of this song so much from the concert that they scrapped Tom's vocals. He re-recorded them. And they took the crowd noise out, and then they just released it on the album and as a single. So that's how well they played it. The musicianship was perfect to what they wanted it to sound like. So they just released it like that, which is kind of cool.
That is really cool.
Yeah, and we found out that this song, The Iron Lung, is the song itself. The singer, Tom, was having a writer's block moment, and so he wrote this song about, you know, that it kind of sucks, and it's like the follow-up to Creep, really, and yeah. So this is going to be a live version from the actual video that they released. They released a whole live VHS, and so this is on that.
Ooh, VHS.
Yeah.
I'm liking this like little lore background to these things. It makes it more interesting, for lack of a better word.
You get a little bit of information on the band and why they're doing things.
Right? Yeah.
A nice 3Dification in a sense.
Ooh, I like that term.
Great term.
3Dification.
100%.
Right, so here is My Iron Lung.
Ooh. Very, very unique.
Yeah, warbly.
He's got that smile as well, smirk going on.
It's interesting to hear the song now because it's that whole 90s thing, quiet, loud, quiet, loud, that this song will follow as well. Look, there's that white shirt that he's got on again.
That thing is probably just stuck to his skin at this point in time.
Such a gross sound.
I love it.
TNT.
I feel like you should not be wearing that shirt at that age. The lead singer. I feel like you just, at some point, you age out of those like baseball, you know, whatever t-shirt type thing.
Right. Hey, you're a rock star. You can do what the hell he likes.
That's true.
They wear the same t-shirt all the time. I know that's not him, but... You stay ready, you ain't gotta get ready.
That dude...
I'm sure they were probably on tour for a long time and he just ended up buying whatever the heck he could to wear on stage.
Yeah. Very possibly.
Picked it up like 3 minutes before showtime.
Yeah. Look at those kids in the front row. That's so 90s. The long shirt and the short t-shirt over top.
Yeah. Also, that was really weird. Like, just seeing their kind of like lifelessness of like, oh, yes. Now the audience is going for it.
I'm really liking these funky sounds. It's like gross, and I'm here for it.
Yeah.
No.
I was saying to Nico about this song, like, it shows how tight the band is that they could use this live recording and then put it on an album with just recording the vocals again.
That's insane to me, honestly.
They're just on.
Especially with, like, how emotive it is. Like,
yeah.
I feel like it's hard to replicate sort of stuff like that.
It's like bass sounds are so cool. Well, that's it.
Yep.
There you go.
That's an ending.
Right.
How are we feeling, gentlemen?
I think you can definitely tell, like, it kind of, like, knowing, I mean, I know we probably haven't, like, filled in Chase as much, but because they were so, like, not happy with Creep, like, you could definitely feel, knowing that that song's kind of the follow-up to it, like, you feel their sort of like, oh
yeah, I would agree with that. Yeah. How do you feel about it, Chase?
Well, I feel like I'm running into what I said a couple of episodes back. It might have literally been the last episode, where my early ratings might be a little bit all over the place as I try to figure out what I want my R to be and what to expect.
Right.
And with this song, I feel like it might, in comparison to my previous rankings, seem a little weird. But to me, makes sense now that I kind of understand what my standard should be. That being said, it's a really long way to just say, I think I want to give this like a fiddle and a half.
Hey. So is it what brings it down? Is it the song? Is it the
I think it's
the
once again, the music video is just like nothing. It just is essentially meaningless. And while I really did enjoy some of the funkier tunes and sounds that were made, I feel like there were a bunch of and maybe this is just something that I just am completely missing, and on a re-listen I would change my mind, but at least on a first listen it felt like there were a lot of different concepts that they kind of toyed around with a little bit and then kind of just abandoned, and then went to a new concept and then did that for a little bit and then kind of abandoned. It felt like there's three or four different like sounds that they wanted to go for here, which all individually sounded good,
but together all in one, it felt like they had something that was great, and I just wish they would have stuck with it a little bit longer rather than, you know, kind of bouncing around between all these different unique ideas.
Gotcha. I like that viewpoint. I would have never thought of that. Nico?
Yeah.
If there's something you want to say, Chase,
please. I was going to say, it feels like this could have been like the concepts that they had here could have been spread between two or three songs, and it would have given each one of them more time to like breathe and really come into their own.
Yeah, I think that also might have had to do because we did know that the singer was having some, you know, writer's block as well. So I'm sure,
yeah,
putting this together was just like, I've got this part and this part and this part, and I'll just
throw it all together and make it work. Yeah, agreed. So I think that's why I am going with a fill and a half there. And again, if you compare it to my other rankings, it's going to seem weird, but I think this is a way of me rebasing what I want my barometer to be.
Gotcha.
So yeah, Nico, what did you what you think? Where's your opinion at?
Yeah, I really agree with you in terms like, well, I like really appreciate your perspective of like the different elements, because I think you're probably right. I think that probably does reflect like where he was at, where it was like, throw this in the fire, like, and then this, and it's like trying to make up some concoction of like, yeah, I feel like this, and I've got this emotion about Creep. Like, there's probably a lot of things going on there, and for them to try and funnel all that into one song about how they felt about Creep, which was their like massive ass hit, like, I feel like there's gonna be so much like to put into that that I can totally see how it comes across that way. That being said, I really like the song, and it's weird because this was kind of a similar format to Creep's music video, but Creep's felt more performed, and I didn't like that. Like, Creep's felt like it was like trying to be a music video, and it just fell flat. Whereas this felt like just kind of watching a performance, and was easier to get into because of that for me. Like, I kind of felt like I was just watching them, and like that was easier to like. Where I criticized Stop Whispering is kind of taking me out a little bit because I didn't feel like the visuals and the sound matched up. This just felt very easy to kind of feel both things at once. And it was kind of like I was almost in the room. So because of all that, I'm going to go with an ed and a half.
Interesting.
Yeah, but for very different reasons than my ed and a half for Creep. Like, it's almost like...
the complete opposite.
Yeah, it's very weird, but there we go.
And I'm going to bridge the gap here. I'm going to go with just a regular old ed. So we can kind of, you know, keep a pretty fancy looking little bit there. Three and a half. That's kind of fun. I love the song. I think My Iron Lung for me made me want to love this band more after Creep. And, you know, the music video is okay. I'm glad they released a good live version. Like you would said about Creep, you know, it's performed, whereas this one is just them doing their thing. And I also love the fact that it was, I can't get over the fact that they took the music from that and put it on the album. I think that's so cool. So yeah, I'm going to go with the regular old Ed with his white shirt open, flailing about.
There you go.
Thank you, gentlemen. I appreciate your views on this. They are so different from mine, and I love it.
Yeah, it's kind of fun. You know, I, in college, had a little bit of experience with listening to music critically, but more in the context of, like, film and TV. Mm-hmm. So it's unique trying my best to remember what I can about that and applying it to just music itself. So it's been interesting, like trying to flex those muscles again and really think about what I think. Because a lot of times it's easy to just kind of consume and then move on. So it's definitely been a pleasure to have the opportunity to be a bit more, thoughtful with how I consume, I guess.
Well, we've got about 25 more videos at least to have you on. So You're going to have a lot moving forward.
Get to flexing.
Thank you, gentlemen. See you next
week. Yeah, thanks.
Yeah, thank you so Jace, much. This was a lot of fun.
Jace, I'll see you when we get to the bends, which might take a little bit of time, but we'll get there.
When we get there, when we'll get there, I will be more than ready to watch more videos.
Amazing. This podcast is recorded over Discord and produced by me, Floyd. The introduction and exit music is a cover of Radiohead's Separator and is available on all streaming services under the band name Lift. Find us on Instagram @HeadFullOfRadio.